Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church last week and then approach it again from a family angle. I'm Pastor Chris, a pastor here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church in Burbank, and I'm here with our family and children's director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this past week in church, we were talking about, as we have this whole month, about how we are, as a church, the body of Christ, and what that might mean to our friendships that we create here in church. I mean, friendships, we know, are forged out of a variety of interests and experiences, but they can also fall away and fade when things change. But is that the way it should be with our church friendships? I mean, should they be different? Are there different principles at play because we are the body of Christ? And then how can we help our kids maybe understand and apply those principles of friendship to friendships wherever they make them?
Well, kids often have a very small understanding of the world and of friendships in their lives. This is why our children can often be hot and cold in their friendships, enjoying the company of a certain child one day and then disliking them the next. This certainly doesn't mean that our children are particularly hard to get along with, but what it does show is that their idea of and expectations in those friendships are limited and conditional.
Yeah, I mean, adults can be pretty hot and cold about their friendships, too.
Right.
But we in the church, I think, we really have an advantage in learning to keep and nurture friendships because, for one thing, we actually believe in sin and the universality of sin. And we know that because of that, people naturally mess up. And so we ought not hold our friends to unrealistic expectations. And, of course, kids do that, too. And so I think the more that we can help them and remind ourselves that none of us is perfect, including us, it helps us really keep our friends and our friendships in perspective. Remembering and helping our kids remember that only Jesus is perfect is just a nice thing to remember when they begin to complain about their friends. And it's a good reminder that disappointment in friendships can really go both ways. And that's, I think, where our belief, or rather Jesus' command, that we forgive one another actually also really comes into play.
Forgiveness is something that can often be a make or break in a friendship, regardless of age. It's so heartbreaking when the refusal to forgive creates such a divide in a friendship that it cannot be overcome. This is when our church friendships can really be an amazing model to every aspect of our lives. When we understand forgiveness and how God has forgiven us despite the places where we fall short or intentionally turn away from Him, we can better understand how to lay aside hurts and pride to forgive when we are angry or disappointed as well. As we model such forgiveness in our church friendships, our children are learning how to approach their friendships under the eyes of the church and their church families, or even at school or on the playground as well.
Yeah. I mean, look, we talk about forgiveness a lot in church. It's a subject that's always out there. But to really do it is essential to our lives together in the family and in our friendships. Many a church body has been disrupted by people who know one another well enough to have discovered each other's faults and who have been together long enough that they've been on the receiving end of those faults. And if we don't actually believe in and practice forgiveness, then we're going to be constantly being offended and leaving one church for another church, or infecting the church we're in with that illness of division. Right. That's where we as adults need to be just very careful, I think, because our movement in and out of churches, whenever we have an issue, disrupts and disfigures those important early experiences, those early experiences that our kids have with the church and with faith itself. So we really have to be forgiving. We have to have that contrite attitude and a forgiving attitude that helps us take a long view of our church friendships and even an eternal view.
I like how you brought up our eternal view of friendships, because this is something that I don't think many people would generally think about when approaching a friendship, whether in the church or outside of it. As humans, we are bound by time and limited to our finite earthly lives. We so often think that the things we do, the friendships we build, and the words we say are bound by those same limitations, but God says the opposite is true. Though our sins are washed away in Jesus' blood and we are made new as we come into eternity, those people that we have known and have liked or even disliked have the same opportunity for eternity as well. We want to help our children to remember that although everything might be temporary here, including friendships, we are all made with eternity in our hearts. And this means that we might be met by those same people once again when we go to live in God's kingdom.
Yeah, that puts those church friendships in a different perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if we believe that we've been called by God to worship and serve Him, how can we not believe the same thing about the people around us,
right,
even those with whom we might have an issue? And if we really think about it, every person we meet in and out of church is potentially a friend for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus' friends, you know, His disciples, they had experiences with Him that really expanded what they considered to be real. Most obviously, His resurrection expanded what they once assumed to be the limits of life together. It's never too early to help our kids understand that what they see around them is not all of what we get when we belong to Christ, that there really is a reality beyond this world that we will experience. And it will likely include many of those kids that they've decided that they don't want to be friends with today.
Right.
And the same thing for us adults. A lot of those people that we think we have issues with today, man, they're going to be our friends for eternity. So mm-hmm. It should have an effect on how we treat each other now, right?
Yeah. Well, our verse for today is John 15, 12 through 14, and it says, "This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command." And this is really what we want to teach our kids about their friendships here on earth, and then their life throughout their whole entire life and into eternity, is that God commands that we forgive, we acknowledge that we are sinners, that we love one another, and that eternity is built in everyone's heart.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for being with us today. Once again, we just want to invite you, of course, if you're in Burbank, to come worship with us at 10:30. And otherwise, we just pray that you have a blessed week and draw closer to Jesus Christ in faith. See you later.
Bye.